DC protesters harass diners seated on patios, target white spaces. By Christina Wong on August 23, 2020. Protesters with Black Lives Matter signs and shirts shouted at diners who were seated on restaurant patios throughout Northwest Washington, D.C., over the weekend as part of an education campaign. With many Washington restaurants now featuring patio seating due to coronavirus restrictions, protesters have been increasingly targeting diners now accessible from the streets. On Saturday, several pro-Black Lives Matter and other associated groups organized a protest throughout Northwest Washington, D.C., which includes the affluent Georgetown and DuPont Circle neighborhoods. As the sun started going down, the protesters first targeted diners at restaurants on P Street and W near DuPont Circle. Protesters shouted into megaphones and held signs that said, "Black Lives Matter," according to tweets by Deadspin journalist Chuck Modiano. Modiano, who apparently accompanied the protesters, tweeted, "Hashtag DC protests confront white spaces and read facts on black lives murdered by police." Modiano also posted a video of an agitated restaurant staff member talking to the protesters. "Restaurant staff member comes out to argue with protesters but customer approves," he tweeted. Later, another group carrying a large banner that said, "Free the people, fight the power, FK the police," converged on DuPont Circle and stopped in front of a restaurant named The Admiral, according to a video posted by Modiano. At The Admiral, protesters yelled at diners seated on the patio. One diner confronted the protesters while another person tried to hold him back. The diner is heard yelling, "Get out of our neighborhood." He was also seen spitting toward the protesters after things got heated. The woman the diner allegedly spit on claimed he instigated the confrontation by yelling and pushing bushes at protesters as they recited names of Black Indigenous people of color, murdered by the Metropolitan Police Department. Modiano and another journalist entered the restaurant patio area to keep filming the diner. Protesters then moved east on P Street and W to the Logan Circle area, where they continued to harass diners. Some diners expressed their support for the protesters, including a woman who allegedly saw a police officer shake his head at the protesters. She demanded his badge number. Modiano tweeted later, "Restaurant education, fuck the police, march continues." Later that night, protesters were seen in Georgetown, carrying the "Free the People, Fight the Power, FK the Police" banner and chanting, "No justice, no peace. No racist police. And cops and the Klan go hand in hand." He tweeted a video of protesters from last week yelling at diners about their complacency. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.